Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Word of God. Now, both of those are essential for today because this world is literally upside down from what it used to be. From a nation that started out looking to God, asking for God's blessing, believing in Him, using the Bible for home education, using it as the moral compass for the way that we live, and declaring freedom from oppression, freedom from despots, and freedom to worship God according to our own conscience. But what has happened today? Did you know that these days have been prophesied? Did you know that we are literally living in biblical days? A lot of people think biblical days are way back, oh, with the patriarchs, or maybe with Noah, or maybe Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, we need to get rid of God, but little do they realize we are living in biblical days today. They are described in the pages of the Bible. So let's go to the Bible. Let's see what the Bible has to say, and let's examine it and see if we can understand why things are going the way that they are, and how can we return to God in an upside-down world. Now, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, braggarts, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, savage, despisers of those who are good, betrayers, reckless, egotistical, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You take these verses and you sit right down in front of your television and have these verses in one hand. Watch anything on TV you want to watch, and it is labeled and described right here in the Bible. And it's being projected into every home that turns on the stations. And how many people live that way and follow that way and do that way? And where is it leading to? How good is this nation? How safe is this nation? Why is it being turned upside down? Well, we'll see. Paul also writes in 1 Timothy 4 that as far as religion is concerned, and Christianity in particularly, verse 1, now the Spirit tells us explicitly that in the latter times some shall apostatize from the faith. That's referring to believers. But the majority are disbelievers and are against God. Oh, many profess God, but they don't even have a clue as to what that means, as we will see. And shall follow deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, who is the god of this world and the leader of all the demons? Satan the devil. Do we not have this? Is this not also on television? Do we not have ghost programs where they're seeking ghosts and mediums and trying to connect with the dead? And all of that is demonism. Almost every movie and television show has some kind of death and destruction and doom and gloom and killing. And yes, even for the kiddies. On their cartoon.
Hello there, my friends! We found a book of magic spells!
Hello there, children! Hello there, Mrs. Witch. Please, could you help us make the potion which makes things invisible?
Oh, that's very easy.
Really?
Well, of course, you can trust me. I even went to witch school, you know.
Witch school? Oh!
What a way this world is. You know, Jesus prophesied of this. Let's go to Matthew 24. Let's see what he says. And let's see how we can understand that with all of this going on, there's one thing to remember. God is always judging everyone, everywhere, all the time. Now, how does God do that? Well, it's very simple. All the laws and commandments of God are spiritual, and they work automatically. And those who live in sin and reject God bring upon them the automatic penalties that come with defying God. And those who love God and obey Him receive the blessings automatically from God, because this is what He has created and decreed. Now, as we will see, God has also given men free moral agency, and He will never revoke that. You must choose. And we will see that the reason why the world is upside down is because too many people are not choosing the way of God, but their own way and the way of the world. Come down here to verse 10, Matthew 24. And then many shall be led into sin, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. Now, isn't that exactly what is happening today? Everywhere?
Tonight, gunfire erupts in broad daylight at a Waco, Texas restaurant, killing 9 people and injuring 18 others.
I just got a call from passerby. They were going by Twin Peaks, thought they heard a gunshot, looked over and saw a lot of people running.
Police say the shots rang out shortly after 12:15 this afternoon, when 3 rival motorcycle gangs got into an argument inside the restaurant that quickly spilled into the parking lot and escalated into a gunfight.
We do know that they are criminal biker gangs, very well known in our area.
Authorities say the gang members used chains, clubs, and knives during the fight. Witnesses tell KXXV they hid in a restaurant freezer during the shooting. The parking lot swarming with law enforcement officials, shutting down the shopping center and warning people to stay out of the area as local hospitals treat the wounded.
Where is it going to end? Well, let's think about this for just a minute. There is a very evil threat to the Western world in the Middle East, and it's called ISIS. Radical jihadist Muslims. And they vow to kill and destroy everyone who will not submit to them. And they will impose by force their political will and their religious way. And that is coming as punishment from God, as we will see. Now, those who are in charge have said when they first began 2 years ago, well, they're just the JVs. They're no threat to us. Well, you go back in time to the fall of Rome, and what did they say of the barbarians? Nearly the same thing. We are mighty, we are powerful, and they can't affect us. So you see, history and the cycle of sin and righteousness continue down through time. Now, with this lawlessness that is going on, it's everywhere, it's prevalent, and that's why there's such hatred. Now, these times are unique, but they are unique to an occurrence that happened thousands of years ago. And Jesus said, verse 37, "Now as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they were not aware, until the flood came and took them all away. So shall it also be at the coming of the Son of Man." People are not aware of God. They don't believe God. But God is judging them. See, many are led into sin. And what is sin? Well, sin is the transgression of the law. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the law because you have to understand the Ten Commandments of God in order to return to Him. So let's go back to Genesis, the sixth chapter, and let's see how God judged the world before the flood. Now, this was quite a time. This was about 1,500 years after the creation of Adam and Eve. And what we have is this. After Adam and Eve sinned, cut themselves off from God, all their posterity went against God. They set up their own civilizations. They developed everything that they developed, just like we have today. And they thought, we're invincible. We can do anything, just like we are today. Oh, we are so great that we are going to make cyborgs, and we are going to enhance the evolution of human beings through transhumanism, and we're going to expand the minds of human beings, make them better. Well, that'll never happen. Because they don't understand how the minds of men really work. They understand some things, but God understands all things because He created us. Now let's see how God judged that world. Just like He's judging the world today, just like everything is upside down and backwards because of sin. And sin is a transgression of the law. And where does sin begin? We'll see. Genesis 6, verse 5. "And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Now I want you to think about that. God is judging the thoughts, not only the actions, but the thoughts. Because thought precedes action. Now, how bad was it? Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Is that not exactly what it is today? Tie that in with 2 Timothy 3, where we started. Now, it was so bad, verse 6, "The Lord repented that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the crawling thing and the fowl of the air, for I repent that I have made them." Now, isn't that something? God has a great and a marvelous plan. But because of free human moral agency, which God gives to everyone, they sinned so much against him, God was grieved in his heart and sorry that he made man and all of the things that they were going through because of their evil. Verse 11. "Now the earth was also corrupt before God." Is it corrupt today? Yes, it is. "And the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth." Isn't that the way it is today? Exactly. So this is what we need to do. We need to understand how we are to use our free moral agency. we can either believe God and love Him and serve Him, or we can believe the way of the world under the power of Satan the devil and follow the way of the world to destruction. Now, when God brought the children of Israel to the point that we're ready to go in and inherit the land that He promised to them, let's come to Deuteronomy 30. And there are some very important things that we can learn on what we need to do to return to God. Now, let's always understand this. God honors repentance and return to Him. We'll discuss a little more how God forgives sin, because all of that is part of returning to God. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you understand? And of course you do. You look out and you see the heavens, correct? And you're standing on the earth, correct? Now then, God is using this, His very creation, as a witness to each one of us individually. Notice what He says here in verse 19. He says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now then, today, that is even magnified more because the Bible is available to everyone. Now, these verses are not hard to understand. Blessings come automatically. Cursings are penalties, and they come automatically. Just like there's the law of gravity on the earth, just like the tides come and go, just like the winds blow, etc. All of that has been created by God. Likewise, the laws and commandments of God. So let's read on. God says, therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God and may obey His voice and may cleave to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. Now that is when they were going into the promised land. Now, here in America, we are part of the descendants of Israel, and we are living in another part of the promised land. So this applies to us today. Now let's go back just a couple of verses and see what else God says. Let's come back here to verse 15. Behold, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. All right? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a Bible? Yes, indeed. Have you read it? Maybe not lately. Maybe you should read it. Well, it's imperative that you ought to read it, because God has fulfilled that in your home in the Bible. And if you have it and you don't read it and you don't use it, now remember, that's not God's fault. So God says again here, verse 16, in that I command you this day to love the Lord your God. Now notice, to walk in His ways and keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, so that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Now we're here living in the land today. Now you need our book, America and Britain, the two nations that changed the world, their biblical origin and their prophetic destiny. That will be an eye-opening book for you, and that will help you understand about the days that we're living in today and why you need to return to God. Now notice verse 17, but if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. Now then, he's given us all this land, all this, what we call United States of America, and Britain, and Canada, and Australia, and New Zealand. And what are we doing? We are turning our backs on God. Now, if we turn away, what do we turn away from? We turn away from God and choose to go our ways. Now, let's come back here to Exodus 20, and let's find out then what sin really is. Because this is important. Because if you don't understand why these things are happening, and that there is a remedy in your life, now, maybe not for the entire nation. It's highly doubtful that the entire nation will turn to God in a way that they need to turn to God. But you need to understand what sin is. 1 John 3:4 says, sin is the transgression of the law. Or a more literal translation is, sin is lawlessness. Now, lawlessness is defined this way, without law, or men coming along and changing the laws of God to suit them. Just like a famous radio personality announced on his show just recently was, well, the Old Testament has so much blood, guts, and gore in it that it needs to be revised. Well, that is lawlessness. And what is the greatest sin of man? You hear a law of God, we're going to read them, and then you say, well, I don't look at it that way. Well, you need to think on that statement again and ask yourself the question. Is God perfect? Yes, he is. He says his law is perfect, and we'll see more about that a little later. Now, are you perfect? No. Then how can you improve on what God gives who is perfect? If he is perfect, is not his law perfect? And we will see that it is. Now today, the commandments of God are very unpopular. But the transgressing of them is what's causing all the problems and turning our world upside down to where you don't know what is right and what is wrong, what is truth, what is error. And even in the Christian religion, it has gone so far from God that it has virtually nothing to do with Jesus Christ. So this is why at Church at Home, we come right back to the very basics, to the foundation, so that we can understand why these events are occurring. And remember, sin is the transgression or breaking of the laws of God. So let's read the first commandment here. And you think about it. You think about it in the church you go to, if you go to church. You think about it in the town that you live in. You think about it in the state and the nation that you live in. Are they violating this commandment? Let's read it. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Brought you out of Egypt. You might say, well, God didn't bring me out of Egypt. Well, yes, he did, because God says spiritually this world today is Sodom and Egypt. So if you want to return to God, you have got to come out of Sodom and Egypt and return to God. And he says, you shall have no other gods before me. Now stop and think about it. What is a false god? Anything other than the true God. What can that false god be? It can be a profession. It can be a belief. It can be a religion. It can be a way of life that is contrary to the way of God. And it means that you will worship the Lord your God only, and him shall you serve. Now, what about you? Look around at this nation. They have many gods, except all religions. Yes, indeed. Many gods. And there are versions of Christianity which have varying degrees of a great deal of false teaching within them. So those are other gods before the true God. And in Christianity, Apostle Paul said, someone comes bringing a different Jesus, which then is a false Christ. And so many who profess Christianity believe in a false Christ, which is the figment of the imagination of men and a misinterpretation of the scriptures in the Word of God. And that is one of the greatest root causes of the sins that is causing the downfall of this nation, individually and collectively, politically and religiously, economically and in every other way. So first of all, you've got to return to the true God, his way. Now, we'll cover some more of this because there's a lot to cover. But in the meantime, you need to write for our book, America and Britain. We'll send it to you absolutely free, no cost. And also our book, Lord, What Should I Do? You need to use that book and learn from that book how that you can get your life squared around with God even in this upside-down world. It shows you what the society is like, how we can come out of it, what we need to do to change our lives and repent and come back to God. And the last chapter is a special chapter for all ministers and preachers of Christianity, that they need to return to God. Are they teaching the true God? Are they teaching the true things in the Bible? Or are they fudging? Are they changing things? How is that going to affect them? How is that going to affect their congregations? This is a vitally important book for you. There is hope and there is help. And that's why we are here at Church at Home. Because in the privacy of your home, you can return to God. You can study his word. You can learn what to do. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.